Hi, folks. You all know me, Christopher Morris, and I'm here with...
Amy Butson from the Creative Cosmos.
And we're on emergency TNT radio duty tonight. And so we're going to scan through. Now, this is what's called hot off the presses here. No prep, no nothing. We're going to find you something. We're going to read it. First thing my eye falls on is 43% in poll want Bush impeached. Wow, that's a shocker. That's by Nancy Leader, who I must say does a great job of keeping us informed on the TNT radio or TNT news board or the blog here.
That's right.
She has all kinds of good information here, and I'll read a little bit of it. A new poll finds that a plurality of Americans favor plans to censure President George W. Bush, while a surprising 42% favor moves to actually impeach the president. And a poll taken March 15, 2006 by American Research Group found that among all adults, 46% favors Senator Russ Feingold's plan to censure President George W. Bush, while just 44% are opposed. Approval of the plan grows slightly when the sample is narrowed to voters up to 48% in favor of the Senate censuring the sitting president. So that's all that I'm going to read. But if that many Americans are truly in favor of that, one thing I notice is that almost no senators have the guts to support Russ Feingold.
You know, it's not that surprising to me when I read this and it says a surprising 42% favor to actually impeach the president. You know, the way things have been going on the media that we've seen, it just seems that, you know, clearly Bush's popularity is going down.
Surprising it's only 42.
Yeah, that actually does surprise me that it is only 42. I think I would have expected it to be maybe a little higher even.
Yeah, and I don't know why people are just afraid to say what they mean or what they feel. I think that's a huge part of it. And, of course, senators, many of them, probably most of them, have special interests pulling at them. And also blackmail. They blackmail each other into going along with things. They probably have all the juicy dirt on each other. You know, half the senators are up to their eyeballs in corruption. So it's like a mutual club to just keep your mouth shut, protect the status quo, and screw the people.
Yeah. Lack of integrity. I think integrity is a word that seems to not mean probably what it used to, and that's something that I would love to see changed, just becoming men and women of integrity and taking back the meaning of the word.
Yeah, I mean, because the word is doesn't really leave much room. You can't be partial. You can't have partial integrity. You have to have integrity, period. As soon as you start making compromises and lying or saying things you don't believe or going against your heart in some way, you've already lost it. The second you take that first step down the road of deception.
That's right.
And, it's a thing, something that we can all work on in our lives. Integrity gets lost is our mind convinces us that it's necessary to compromise. Maybe because of our job situation, or maybe because we're in a family that doesn't think like we do, or maybe for any number of pressures. But your mind starts thinking that, well, I have to go along. And people truly believe that they have no choice.
Yeah, it's surprising. People forget that. I mean, the mind is tricky business. It just slips in there and it can convince you. You can convince yourself of anything.
Yeah, no kidding. The mind's tricky business. And we should keep talking about that because all this crap exists in the realm of the mind. The mind closed in upon itself. See, the people that support anti-life measures do so because they're trapped. They're trapped in their own little world. They're trapped in their own little microcosm. I can't tell you how many people out there are dotted across the landscape that just care about themselves or care about their own local family, or, you know, and if the breadwinner's got a job and the kids aren't getting into too much trouble and things that are fairly manageable, they don't really want to stretch out and take any responsibility for anything else. But that's a fatal error, because life is life. We're all responsible for life, and harming life at all harms all of us.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, I think people forget, you know, we get caught up in our daily routine and how things go and in our job and what we're doing. We forget that we have choices, that just because you've done something for the past 15 years doesn't mean you have to do it tomorrow. We get so caught up, we get so pulled in, and we just keep on going down that road. But that's what the Zen stick is for. Give someone a good hit with the Zen stick, wake them up, shock them out of it.
Yeah, sometimes just being yourself and not compromising is all the Zen stick you need as well, because many of us will let things get too deep inside of us before we speak up. But by then, we're getting all confused, and our feelings might be hurt, and our powers ebbing. We're not as strong as we would have been. So first, we have to regain control of our life, shed these distortions, and then keep it outside of us, not to let it get so far in.
Yeah, when it gets in like that, we forget who we are. We lose track of ourselves. And so you do need to push those things out. And when you get those things outside of yourself, then you can stop and turn inward and see what's there, see what's left behind, see who you are, see what it is you want to do, what road you want to go down.
And once you discover this, then you'll shine your light proactively, and you will be the one making a difference in the world and opening hearts and awakening minds and lifting the energies higher. You see, just because something's reported on doesn't mean we have to focus on it. These are just single people in a single place, just like you.
You got me there.
All right, on to the next story. DNA, the sacred spiral, stunning evidence posted by our own TNT Mad Dog. TNT Mad Dog. Based on the latest, oh, where does this come from here? We should say that too. Wavelengths.cc/Horowitz. And it's all this stuff that we're reading today, we're going to take right off the Trusted News Trader on blog and service, so it won't be hard to find. And believe the Mad Dog himself has linked this to the front page, the index page of the site today. It's really cool, if you haven't noticed it, when you go to the index page of blog and service, there's an opening box there where Don puts some of the hottest stories of the day. I think that's a great idea. It gives us quick access to the most pertinent items. And then once you get to the Trusted News Trader itself, you can dig a little deeper. So here we go. On with the DNA. All these initials, TNT, DNA. All right. DNA, the sacred spiral, stunning evidence. This time I'm really going to read it. Based on the latest science, this monumental book considers both uses and abuses of DNA, the sacred spiral. Stunning evidence compiled herein proves DNA is nature's bioacoustic and electromagnetic, that is, spiritual energy receiver, signal transformer, and quantum sound and light transmitter. In other words, the bioenergetics of genetics precipitates life. Wow.
That is a mouthful. Way to go.
Yeah, I made it through. Well, why don't we just talk about the DNA for a minute? It seems that this is coming up more frequently lately, people talking about our DNA being activated, or I saw another news article today. Maybe this is it later on. No, I think that's a different one, where they say they saw a double helix shape in a star system somewhere else. Some people call it like a computer code, or all of what's latent, our latent potential, intrinsic abilities. Who knows all of what's encoded in our DNA? It's something we're just learning about.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at this article here on your computer screen, and I see the word bioacoustic, and that's really the word that kind of caught my attention. I thought that was really interesting, you know, suggesting that, you know, somehow, you know, acoustic being sound, bio being living, that the living sound, the ohm of the universe, is resonating through our very being.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I've made the connection lately myself to your DNA. Like someone asked me on the Question the Experts board recently, brought up DNA and how it comes into play and how when you take a new body, what is programmed in your DNA. And I pretty much think it's your soul's collected experience that gets put into the DNA. And then it, your soul takes a DNA that's a reflection of what it is and where it is in the lessons that it's learning and the journey it's on.
Yeah, I would think it also, you know, there's talk of like the oversoul or this, you know, overall information also being encoded, the, you know, all that is known of the universe being encoded into us, and that we are then able to tap into it.
Yeah, let's get this cleared up once and for all here, that all things that have ever been, are now, never will be, are here. We don't have to just remember small little things or take a few beliefs or concepts and try to build a life out of it. We can have everything, and we don't have to seek to know everything. Everything is already us. And this is a tricky point, this remembrance business or how you figure this out. But I can tell you, it happened to me. You open up, tune in, and you will get revelations from the universe itself that explains to you everything. The history of the solar system, all the places your soul's been, all the reasons society has risen and fallen. It's just all there. And then any information that you have acquired in your noodle and accrued through experience will be illuminated by the light that shines from your soul down through the mind, externalized in your radiant aura in your day-to-day life. This is an interesting title I've seen, and I haven't. I never read the article, so maybe this will be a good chance to do it. Something about Montel Williams joins the Patriot Movement. 911 Truth coming out. Montel Williams joined. Oh, that's the title again. All right. When I saw his show yesterday, another one posted by TNT Mad Dog. And it goes like this. When I saw his show yesterday, I could not believe what I was hearing. Lou Dobbs and several others joined Montel, and all were... this is not my fault, but the article's got a typo here. But others joined Montel, and all were fuming and telling it like it is. They touched on everything. All Bush administration atrocities, some including 911. I believe he's leading up to 911 Truth, because our activists contacted him last week. And then for him to come out smoking like this, I know he's just begun. If he's allowed back on the air, next Tuesday will be the day he'll speak out for America again. And, you know, I think Montel seems like a pretty good guy. And, you know, he's got the sickness, the muscular dystrophy, or what exactly does he have, you know?
Oh, you know.
MS,
I think it is MS.
And he's fought it bravely. He's been open and honest and expressing himself. And of the talk show people, I think, you know, the word we were talking about before, I think Montel has integrity. He seems like a real good guy. So, yeah, I'd at least listen to him and hear him out. And you know, that maybe I think he probably feels like he doesn't have anything to lose. He just fire away, you know?
Yeah, maybe he feels like he's in a position where he's able to say something and make a difference. And so he's taking the chance and stepping out and doing it.
Yeah, you see the name Lou Dobbs come up quite a bit lately, too, the anchor for CNN, as a person who's been fighting a little bit on the side of truth as well. So we'll give him kudos on that account, too. And, you know, I don't know, as far as watching TV news, I watch them all because I want to know what everybody's perspective is. But the key is, and I don't mean perspective as in I'm sitting there going, huh, I'll consider that. I mean perspective is I'm watching them, not watching their show. I'm watching them. I'm watching what they're coming up with, how they're coming up with, how they're presenting it, all the different ways, because it is a science of mind control, folks. You know, so a lot of us know that, but maybe some of you are at home and you haven't quite gotten that yet. But there is a room full of people that are planning how to present the images in the way that's going to control your mind.
Whew! Oh, I thought we weren't going to rant and rave.
I don't know, I accidentally did.
Yeah, maybe Don should call you up last minute more often.
Yeah, well, I was already feeling spunky tonight. A lot of, you know, I have my show, Creative Cosmos, coming up in a half hour, and been raring to go for a while. I got some good ideas, some good tunes to play for you later. But
I'd like to say something about those tunes. Man, you guys are in for a real treat. A lot of Chris's teachings are in his music, and the ones he's going to share tonight, I gotta say, maybe a little odd, maybe a little out there.
Maybe a little.
Crazy. But, you know, well worth listening to, so just it's going to be great. I'm really excited that he's starting to bring some of this music out.
Yeah, I got files and files and files and files. Before I got to writing, which most people got to know me by out in the internet land, spent about 3 or 4 years writing songs, and that's pretty much all I did. It was such a backlog, because when I discovered the truth of my being and started making the hard decisions to jump out of my old life and the old track and the old mind and everything old, and started opening to myself and seeing what was there, seeing what inclinations I had innately, and following the path that presented itself with faith and assurance that the universe would take care. I left everything, left my job. I had a university professorships practically guaranteed for me. I could have just gone to university of this, university of that, sat there and taught trumpet for the rest of my life and kick back. But I quit. And believe me, I didn't have a lot of people telling me that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Even the people that woke me up were like, holy cow, what do we do?
Yeah, well, when you're truly awoken, you're awoken. What are you going to do?
You can't shake it. And it's not, like I said, the truth resonates with you. And once you discover it, you just got to stick with it. And the path's going to wind. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to have hardships and that you're not going to feel bad or that you're not going to have all kinds of human feelings, you see. It isn't that one day someone goes, woo, and you're like this all day.
Hey, I'm enlightened, I'm enlightened. Flying in the clouds, up and away. Bye bye, everybody.
Nah, you still gotta live, you know, but you can live here and you can be many, many realms at once. You can live in the 3D, you can live in the 4D, you can live in the 5D, and all these are not like chunks that are separate. It's a continuum. But, you know, people refer to it that way. I mean, you know, it's just, we got to refer to it somehow. But just imagine it. Imagine everything. To me, everything's spectrums. Each one of our five senses is a spectrum. We have the spectrum of color in the rainbow, which we can see with our eye, but in the same manner also, we have a spectrum of sound called the harmonic series. It works the same way. And it's good to point out that it goes both above and below what we can hear. Just knowing that, we know we're not perceiving all it is. And our smell, and our taste, and our touch, we can come up with many names to describe the sensations. and they're all broken into the spectrum. Behind it all is a singularity, and then behind each of the singularities is yet a further a singularity of the sense, of each sense, as in the color is broken into the spectrum of light, but then behind it all is the white light. In the same manner also all things can trace back. So you can both see the colors and know the oneness and be in tune with the source that gives rise to it all, and all at the same time. And meanwhile, you can be sitting on the radio talking like I am right now, because I'm talking, I'm shooting stuff through my mind, looking over the news, hanging out with Amy, we're having a good time, and you can sense it all at once. And what she mentioned is exactly right, the Om.
That's right.
Why don't you do a little soliloquy on the Om here? Tell them everything you know. Glancing over some more news headlines, I keep seeing this word dictator, dictatorship, whatnot, etc., etc. I don't even need to read the article. We cannot even consider such a thing.
No. No, even just putting the word out there.
Yeah, just putting it, even posting articles. You know, I know myself, I was kind of into posting these scary articles a little bit once in a while, just because there's a certain thrill to them. But we do not want dictatorship, people. And we don't even want to give credence to the idea.
No. Mm-mm.
It's crap. It's foolish. It's archaic.
Mm-hmm.
We are better than that. We deserve more than that. We have more value than that. You have more value than that. Do not stand for it. Jump all over it anytime you hear it. Enough is enough with this crap. It's not a dictatorship. We got a crazy dude who's doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and we just can't even give him that kind of attention or that kind of importance.
No, we need to take the power back. Bring the power back to us.
Our own power. I mean, that's the whole point of going over all these stories, is not to freak you out or not to give you the darkness. Like the TV news tries... What the hell is it all for? It's to make you afraid. You see explosions, you see soldiers, policemen, anybody who says peace getting bashed over the head, ridiculed, mocked. But that has nothing to do with you or me or anybody who has a heart or anybody who cares or anybody who's alive. It's fear tactics. It's darkness. It's ignorance.
Yeah, seems like every other story that you see. I mean, if you really look at all the stories, if you put them all in a row and you looked at the essential message behind them, most often you're going to find be afraid and you're in danger.
And you need someone to protect you, namely Big Brother. But I tell you, a life being protected by Big Brother is no life at all.
And think about the implications. If you're constantly being bombarded with messages of be afraid and you're in danger, how are you going to feel? You're going to feel afraid and you're going to feel like you're in danger. And think of what that's going to do to you. It's going to close your heart.
Yeah.
It's going to close your mind. It's going to...
Eat up your time.
Eat up your time. It's going to stress you out, which is going to affect your physical health.
And then if you talk about it with your friends, you're just going to compound the problem to each other.
Spreading it around.
So we got to create a better reality is what it boils down to. We all have to take the responsibility for ourselves to build what we wish was there. And my own view is that God's plan for the world is inside of us, and if we express what we are meant to express, it will come true.
That's right.
And You have to have faith. And the faith is not a blind belief. The faith is that when you resonate with it and you feel it to be true, and it means that you got to live in the moment and let tomorrow take care of itself and not worry about the things over which you have no control.
And when you feel it resonate, you need to trust that. You need to believe in that. You need to recognize that and know that to be true. So often we're taught not to believe what we feel. Like you feel one thing, but you're told it's something else. And you need to take that energy back. You need to call that energy back to yourself, and you need to trust yourself. And when you resonate with truth, you know it's true, and you need to have strength in yourself and the integrity to stand by it.
And you know what? Somebody else around you might not like it. They might even get pissed off at you and start trying to attack you or shut you down. I mean, as a matter of fact, that's pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah, it is.
And you have to be able to, and that doesn't mean you have to hit them back, but it means you have to stand your ground and remain yourself and intelligently and clearly and firmly say you're not going to budge.
Yeah, I mean, people deal with things in different ways. It's absolutely true. You don't need to get out there and rant and rave and get in people's faces, or, you know, or maybe you do. I mean, we all have to be ourselves, and you have to take things and process them and react to them in the way that's personal to you.
Yeah, and whatever that is, it has to be without a moralistic concept, a preconception. You know, something like, well, a good person wouldn't do that, or like a person... People just shouldn't act that way. Or like as soon as you could be in a store somewhere and have a real expression, and panic will rip through the room. And you might even be just dancing around or jump up and down, and everyone immediately looks like look at you. What's happening? What's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, you know, I mean, all these rooms and all the decorations and crap in these rooms. It's just stuff. It's just, it doesn't, you know, it could be the wall could be red, it could be green, it could be blue. Now, if you were in it for a long time, maybe it'll have a certain kind of psychological impact, but I'm illustrating that it doesn't matter. It's all just stuff, space. And
yeah.
We are people walking around on the surface of the planet Earth, and no one of us has any more right to anything else than anybody else. And there's a layer after layer after layer after layer after layer of ingrained programming that most people have that creates such a complex system of rules for life that as soon as they feel a real expression arise, it gets twisted and contorted and run through all this madness that we may not even know occurred. And that's what the awakening is. Figuring that out. Holy crap, what's happened?
Oh, you wonder why I don't say much sometimes. I mean, you're streaming. You got it going.
Well, you know, why thank you.
Well, yeah, I thought I saw an article in there somewhere about what's recently happened in Hawaii with, I think it was that first. Maybe we could talk about that a little bit.
All right.
While you're finding the article, I'll just say, you know, like, you know, I saw something about it on TV, and the thing that I saw on TV, and this isn't, and we're just pulling up the article now.
Oh, yeah,
but
it looks like a whole bunch of links on it. So if you want to read more about it, come on the Trusted News Trader here, Hawaii Dam Break and other such things, et cetera, et cetera. Posted by, whoa, Billy, Psammedica. Psammedica. It's a bit of P silence.
Yeah.
But it starts with a P. Psammedica. But he posted all the links.
I bet his name is Sam.
Sam.
I bet it's Sam.
Anyway.
Well, what I saw the information I saw on the news about it was they were immediately talking about pointing fingers and whose fault was it that this dam broke. And it just really bothered me that that's what they were talking about, that they weren't talking about, you know, the people it was affecting, the land it was affecting. They're just standing there pointing fingers at whose fault is it. I just think that's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's so afraid of taking responsibility or even, it's just that atmosphere, that killer mentality that if you were to have done something wrong, you'll be crucified by the media. You know, they create, and that's part of the climate of fear. They need people to digest.
You know, it's also about just, everyone's just putting responsibility on everyone else, and they just pass it along and pass it along, and you're responsible. Just take responsibility for yourself. Take responsibility for your words. Take responsibility for your actions. That's all you can do as a human.
And this is not an obligation or something that's a trouble. This goes back to the integrity concept that we started the show with today, that it's in your own interest to have integrity, because this is how you'll find happiness and fulfillment in your life.
With taking responsibility, it also comes the empowerment to make your own choices.
Here's the missing power.
Yeah.
Here's why people don't have their power.
It is. It is why. I mean, like, think of all the things in your life that you give someone else responsibility for. Think of all the places you've sent your energy out. Well, if you have health insurance, you're sending responsibility for your health out to someone else. Or think about, like, the lawsuits, you know, an obese man suing McDonald's for making him obese. I mean, that's putting personal responsibility on someone else. It's
a symptom of the
ridiculous
culture.
It is a symptom of the culture.
But again, that has been cultivated in people's minds by their television set, by the people that are putting certain programming out there.
Mm-hmm.
They are constructing these memes, I think. I don't know, my mind just got drew there. M-E-M.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm, I thought too.
And, but the whole point is to inject you with these possibilities that, yes, that's acceptable. You see sitcoms of nobody taking responsibility, and, you know, I mean, it's all over the place. It's encoded in every single thing you watch, not just the news, but in your television shows. And that's not to say they're all bad. There's some that are quite good or just simply entertaining or whatever. But dotted throughout, you can't just watch with just a blank mind and let it all pour inside. You just can't do it. You have to discriminate. You have to watch and be razor sharp in your own intelligence and be the ruler of your body and your mind and your soul every moment of every day.
That's right.
Doesn't matter what you're doing. So there you go. We're it's a good place to start bringing her around.
Yeah.
Fun to be on the air with you.
Yeah, it is kind of fun. I got to say, when Don called, I was a little nervous about getting on the air just by myself. So I'm glad you were willing to join me and put on the headphones there and
Some
reading.
That feels good. Feels good to be on the air and be in touch with the people, and I will be back in 15 minutes. You're not going to want to miss it. I'll start off with a very intense meditation to bring you all here with me, and then we're going to go through some crazy tunes that will be simply delightful.
Sounds like a good time.
So, good night for 15 minutes from me and
Amy Butson at the Creative Cosmos.
See you later.
I love you.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.